have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Hi, I'm Jackie Collins, and you are listening to Neil and Debbie, you lucky bitches.
Hello, good morning and welcome to the show. Are you there?
I am. When I needed a neighbor, were you there? Were you there? Yes, Neil, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thank God nurse! For that.
Nurse! Dua Lipa and Physical, or Dula Peep, as we say around these parts. Neil and Debbie here this Saturday morning on Gaydio.
Yes, it is. Good morning. Can I? It's a very busy show. We're going to run through what's coming up in a mofo. But before I do that, Neil, just limber up. Excuse me. Oh, there's one. Yeah. Yeah. What do you think?
What do you think? What are you doing?
I'm pretty good, eh?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my finger!
Okay. Nice work with the sound effects. Brilliant. Well done.
I will take a leaf out of Britney's book this week, Neil.
Right.
I've really mastered my knife throwing skills, knife juggling skills. Not dangerous at all. And I thought quite a sane way to promote your new book, I thought.
Ah, right.
What could possibly go wrong?
Mm.
Juggling knives that you've never done before in your life. All her fingers are still there and all of mine are there. But we will delve into Britney and that quite interesting video that she's released this week later in the show. Should we play a song now while I go back to a bit more juggling?
Oh, yeah, okay. Let's. Yeah. You're pretty nifty at this.
Oh, I know. Come on.
Just be careful
before I lose a limb.
Take something off with it. Lord, ouch.
I'm riding solo, solo.
Jason Derulo, there he is, riding solo on Gaydio-y.
Scooby dooby doo. Royal Vauxhall Tavern, good morning to you. They've sent us a beautiful photo.
Oh, yes.
Of, well, the front of the Royal Vauxhall Tavern,
careful.
The iconic LGBTQ plus venue in London, saying, oh, she scrubs up well. We're ready for another big weekend. Well, we're ready for you, Royal Vauxhall Tavern, and whatever you've got in you. No, I'm regretting this now. Here's the news. Here's
the news.
The bad and the lovely.
Get it. Got it. Good.
A weekly deep dive into things happening in the world. And first of all, the Home Secretary has hit back at criticism from Elton John, who said he was very concerned about her comments this week, suggesting that just because you're gay or a woman doesn't mean you should automatically be received as a refugee in the UK. Suella Braverman has rejected claims that she lacks compassion and doubled down on her anti-LGBTQ rhetoric, suggesting that asylum seekers lie about their sexuality. Hang on, let me just turn her up a bit. She says she needs to hear what she's saying.
I'm afraid we do see many instances where people purport to be gay when they're not actually gay, but in order to get special treatment. It's not the way our asylum system should work.
Stonewall say that the indisputable fact is that LGBTQ plus people continue to face persecution across the world and have accused Braverman of embarking on a race to the bottom. And speaking to Channel 4 News this week, actor Sir Ian McKellen shared his reaction.
Well, that's a very, very broad statement, and it sounds to me as if it's laced with a good dollop of prejudice and hoping that she's going to get a few votes because of it. There are many countries, aren't there, like certain people in China and Russia who said there are, and Iraq, there are no gay people in our country.
Yeah.
Well, when you've got that sort of stupid attitude, then that can lead to great cruelty. And if someone's escaping from that, then they ought to be welcome to this country where we don't have the same attitude.
Co-founder of Stonewall, Sir Ian McKellen, this week.
Maybe we should send Suella to, well, maybe China, maybe Russia, and maybe Uganda, where she can see what is happening to LGBTQ plus people. And if the West End are doing the Wizard of Oz, and the person who doesn't have a heart drops out, is it the who is it only had a heart? The Cowardly Lion?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Or the Tin Man?
The Tin Man,
maybe
sorry.
She could take over the lead role, because she hasn't got one.
Donatella Versace denounced the recent efforts by Italy's right-wing government to roll back the rights of LGBTQ people this week. Versace made her impassioned remarks during Milan Fashion Week as she accepted the Humanitarian Award for Equity and Inclusivity.
The freedom to walk down the street with your head held high and without fear. however you identify. The freedom to build a family and live how you want. The freedom to love who you want. We must all fight for freedom.
It's a beautiful speech. We'll bring you more of that later in the show because it's too good not to hear more from her.
I'd rather hear her than Swirl of Ramen.
Yeah, so would I. And Kylie is celebrating the release this week of her 16th studio album, Tension. How are you feeling, Kylie?
I'm feeling totally elated that it's out. People are responding to the music. Yeah, it's been a buzzing week.
And more from that ABC Australia interview later in the show, in which she discusses the Vegas experience she's putting on. It sounds fantastic. Yeah. More about
keep
that
it together,
later.
Neil. Keep it together. Here. Beautiful news up until that very last sentence. Brilliant.
Doja Cat, Kiss Me More. Neil Libby here. Saturday morning. It's Gadio. Get involved in the show. You can tweet us at this is ndebs at gadio. Email ndebs at gadio.co.uk.
Oh, I like this, Neil. This is like, you know, when you do like the 60s dancing, like fists up like that.
Yeah.
What do you call that?
Well, I don't know.
Dancing.
I've never known what that's called.
What's that dance move?
Flick your
called?
Hands. I know.
You'll have one over your head and then the other over your head, but you really shake your head as well.
That's right, yeah.
Try it at home now. Oh, pretty fun.
It's like the pensioners yoga all over again, isn't it?
At this is ndebs at gadio. Please email ndebs at gadio.co.uk. There's a lot on today's show, Neil, including, oh my God, this is so exciting. Did you drop the bed, please, Neil? What do we want, Neil? What do we want? Give me. An album for Christmas. Guess who's made her Christmas album?
Will this be Cher?
It will be Cher. And I'm going to share some of Cher's festivities with you.
Have you heard about her ice cream?
Cher ice cream?
Mm.
Are you having a joke?
No, we'll have to talk about that later as well.
Hang on a minute. So she teamed up with Versace for Cher Versace. Do you remember?
Mm.
For Pride.
Yeah.
A little while ago. She rescued an elephant. She's tried to bring Donald Trump down, which is, you know, that's great in our books. And she's done an ice cream.
Gelato.
Gelato. Oh, flip. Just drop the mic and go home. Just go and put on a long song, Neil. I just want to sit and think about that.
Gelato. Karen Harding on Gadio. Sonny Federa on the way in a couple of seconds.
Neil. Welcome to the show. If you've not listened to us before, I'm Neil. No, you're Neil Sexton, and I'm Deborah Ryan.
That's right.
And in a moment, Neil, may I share with you a, say, blood curdling? Is that too strong? Moment when the Apple Genius Bar had to help me with my laptop in the week.
Oh.
Because it's gone bang in a big way.
Oh, dear.
And they saw the contents of my desktop.
Oh, no.
And I...
This is not the first time this has happened.
This is not the first time it's happened. But if I can play in audio form the reaction from the poor guy, Eduardo, from the Genius team, he literally did this. I thought the police were going to come round. Mm. I thought he was going to faint because of what I called files on my laptop.
Yeah.
So a bit about that later. And also, Neil, I'm in love. I haven't thought about anything else. If you did like a speech bubble into my head right now, I'm in love with Cher's ice cream.
Mm.
And I've been trying to think of...
Oh, some flavours.
All the flavours, but all the gay icons that could have famous puddings.
Right.
Or dishes named after them.
Okay.
And all I can think about, what was your Cher one?
Dead Ringer for Lick.
No, that's not as funny as your Cher one. What's your Cher one?
Oh, Gelato.
Gelato, which is genius, because all I've got is Victoria Beckham sponge, which I don't think is going to take off.
I'm so that might be. Now. We're so much in love on Gadio.
Oh, we need to bring that more back in music, don't we?
Right.
That's beautiful, that song. It really, I don't know, it moves me.
Touches you, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it does. It's beautiful. So it's soulful. At sendebs at gadio, email ndebs at gadio.co.uk. Neil, what are we normally, you and I? What are we normally?
Would it be professional?
Professional.
Yes, we are.
Professional. That was a New Year's resolution about 10 years ago.
That's right, yeah.
And we haven't got round to it yet. But can I just make an excuse before we carry on too much with today's show?
Right.
I'm currently sat in my studio with a torch. Neil and I are on FaceTime. It's a torch.
Oh, yes.
Like that.
Right.
And I feel like I'm in a dark room because my MacBook Air screen has completely gone.
Oh.
So I had to go to the depths of the shed
right.
to find a monitor from the 1980s, which wow. I knew was in there. And I am hooked up into it, but I have no idea what's going to work on my laptop today or not.
Okay.
Because it's dead. Apple have told me it's dead, but more right. about that later. Not okay. well, it's not that exciting, is it? But can I play two clips for you and hope that they work?
Yes, sure, yeah.
Because it's been a tremendous week. A tremendous week for the gays. This happened on Channel 4.
So, Nikki, tell us about your beaver.
That's Prue on the Great British Bake Off. Yeah.
The beaver looked amazing, but it was bone dry.
Oh, that's, oh. I mean, yes, I mean, it has. Now I'm suddenly interested in Great British Bake Off. I'm never usually that interested, but it was a beautiful episode.
Right.
And you didn't see it, did you, Neil?
I didn't, no.
You actually are quite look horrified.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
It's gone very Channel 4.
Yeah.
And it's gone. And something stunning happened on Gaydio, which was one of my favourite moments ever between Paris. Oh, Paris. And Chris Blackmore.
Mm.
And it involved this, Neil. Hang on a minute.
Professional bit.
This isn't actually my fault.
Right.
Hang on. It involved this. In 3, 2...
Get your torch out.
1. Get my torch out. Oh, it's not... I knew this would happen. That isn't actually my fault. But anyway, we'll bring that to you a bit later on when I've kicked my computer over the house.
Tunes like this very soon in Gaydio's anthems, Shakedown and At Night. Neil and Debbie here. You can tweet us at This Is Ndebs. You'll find us on Instagram, This Is Ndebs, also our profile there, and you can email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk.
Neil, good news. I'm on Twitter.
Oh, well done. Well done.
No one's really calling it X, are they? So that backfired, no. didn't it?
Yeah.
Didn't it? So I'm on Twitter right now, Neil, and I hope this works. This is Neil and Debbie. And I'm looking at my laptop with a torch.
Right.
So I am doing it sort of like blindfolded today, the show. So, I mean, it should sound a lot less professional than it normally does, Neil. Does it sound any different? Probably not. So this is one of my favourite moments that we'll go into later. And it's with Paris and Chris Blackmore on Gaydio. And, well, this happened in the week.
Sandstorm,
my
please.
Fingers are too fat for these holes.
That actually happened right. on Gaydio this week. Do you know what it was about?
I have no idea, no.
Secret talents that you've got.
Oh.
And do you know what Paris Munroe's is?
No, you better tell me.
Shall I tell you? Well, I can play it to you. And I mean, there's a lot of talents that Paris has got, because a lot of talents. But this is one of them, Neil.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Hang on, it's really hard. This hole is.
I'm actually quite impressed.
Do you know Paris what that was?
Was it a penny farthing? A penny whistle?
No, Paris
thing?
Was playing Darude's Sandstorm on a recorder.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
Yes.
It's an X. So we're going to retweet it because it's a sight of beauty to see if Paris's fingers going like that up and down. It's wonderful. It's a thing.
Can we hear it again? Can we hear that?
No, because my thing won't load up now. So I'm sorry, Neil. It's a one time only offer.
Cat Burns on Gaydio. You're going to be here.
People pleaser.
Yes, that's right.
Such a great. I mean, we could do a whole show on that, Neil. Would you call yourself one? Would you call yourself a people pleaser?
To a degree, but you know, with you know.
We do know, Neil, you've pleased a lot of people over the years.
10 seconds before the news, by the way. Anything you want
if
to
you're one
in?
Of the people that Neil has pleased, at This Is Ndebs, at Gaydio, thank you. Anthems next.
Yes, and also a freedom of choice this week. No, because... we're running out of time now. This will be, at 12, Bob Sinclair, What a Wonderful World. This is Neil Debbie here this Saturday morning. You can tweet us at This Is Ndebs, at Gaydio. Email us ndebs@gaydio.co.uk. Kylie was on Australian TV this week.
Oh, why, love? She's what she talking about. She started that she hadn't heard about her for ages.
She's so... What did you just say? She's celebrating the fact that her 16th studio album, Tension, has been released this week. Apparently, it's currently outselling the entire top 20, which is brilliant.
Lisa told me this. Mm. I've had facts on the hour, every hour, about Kylie. So, seriously, Kylie fans are like no others. She must be licking her lips, love, because she's got more of a fan base each year.
Yes,
they get more and more sort of hopelessly devoted to her.
Yeah, and she's had a cracking year as well with the dance.
Cracking, Kylie. Cracking. She should do a Christmas album.
She was asked as part of this interview about performing World Pride with Sister Dani, and the old question: what does the queer community mean to you?
It's been a long-standing love affair, and I'm asked about it a lot to explain it, which is very difficult for me because it's a very natural relationship of love and support and understanding as best as I can. I have a lot of members from that community in my life, and I celebrate that, and to perform with my sister at World Pride, which, by the way, around the world people loved that, and they thought that Australia did such an incredible job with it. That's really important to me, and I love to be able to celebrate that relationship.
It was really good, wasn't it? Outstanding.
I thought her answer was going to be, what has the gay community done for you? And I thought she was going to say, a mansion in New York, a mansion in Australia, and a mansion in London. It's only right we hear from her, surely.
Absolutely, yeah. And then she was asked about the fact, she's teased the fact she's hoping to get that out on tour. But before that happens, she's got this Vegas residency coming up. And she spoke a little bit about that as well.
So between all the excitement and work of album release week, there is Vegas looming. It's a very intimate venue. It's tailored for the experience. So as soon as you get to this club, which is called Voltaire, you're going to be comfortable. You're going to be in like booths and sofas, tables, lamps, the whole thing, quite decadent. And then I'll come out and I think it's going to turn into Studio 54 pretty quickly.
Did she say
booths or boobs? Because I'm definitely going to get... I might not bother.
It's her kindness and all the lovers on KDO. This is Neil Debbie here.
Remember the video to that, Neil?
Literally with all the lovers.
Yeah, all the lovers in her face. It was in her face, wasn't it? And you know what it was, don't you?
Mm.
It was...
Nikki, tell us about your beaver.
It was a lot. We will get to the Great British Bake Off
was there.
And the fabulous, Norman the Beaver, that was the star of that show.
Right.
Now, over to Twitter, I trot, if I may.
Yes.
And last week you put up a video that Australian Lisa filmed of the queue to go into the Kylie pop-up store. I mean, how genius is that?
Yes.
How genius was she to put it in the heart of London on Piccadilly, opposite the Eros statue?
Oh, right.
And tension was... it was so big. And we put the video up, and lo and behold, we got this response from Steve Lenton.
Oh, yes.
No way. He says, that's me right at the front with my dog, with my little dog. He was the first in the queue to the Kylie shop.
Oh, wow.
And do you know what he bought?
What did he buy?
Signed flipping test pressing of Tension.
Oh.
Some vinyl. And he's sent the photo, we'll share it again, with him and a friend. I think did you get the Tension candle? He got the candle. I mean, seriously, love, 80 quid for a candle, ka-ching, ka-ching. What is it? Does it Kylie
burst? Very collectible.
Well, very collectible, but for 80 quid, I want Kylie to burst out of it like Marilyn Monroe and that cake. Oh, congratulations to Steve, and that's going to be worth a fortune.
It's one for
a
future antiques roadshow anyway, isn't it?
Oh, that's about to take the fun out of antiques roadshow. Kylie will be delighted. How did you know?
Curtis Mantronic,
how did you know? Now, on Twitter, Neil, at this is NDebs at KDO, Stephen Lenton, who we've just talked about, I may have called him Lawton, sorry, Stephen Lenton, who was the first person who's tweeted us at this is NDebs, he was the first person in the queue for the Kylie pop-up in London last week. And he sent us another photo of, he was in the front of the queue with his dog.
Oh.
And his dog is a beautiful French bulldog.
Wow.
And he's called Big Eared Bob. And he's got a photo of Big Eared Bob giving side eye to a Kylie poster. really giving it like, oh, yeah. Please, is that the best you can do? So it's lovely. We love seeing your pictures of your dogs. You know we're dog obsessed. At this is Endebs at Gadio, especially if they've been hanging around pop stars like Kylie.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the of choice. Yes, it's our weekly deep dive into the archive. I pick out three tracks and then play Debbie three clips from those tracks, and then Debbie has half an hour to decide which of these songs, only one mine, that you get to hear in full at the end of the anthem's hour. It's quite simple. Please. And you're not allowed to give any hints as to which one you might be going for.
I never do, love. Please, please let them be good this week. Please, please. We've had a tough week, Neil.
Choice number one, Slammin' Frogs. Da Slammin' Frogs, something about the music, choice number one on the Freedom of Choice this week.
Choice number two, please.
Well, I want your love. Jodie Watley. Jodie Watley, I Want Your Love, choice number two on the...
Choice number three, for the love of God, please, Neil, make this a good one, please,
Obviously, Debbie's not allowed to say in any way which way she's going. Yeah, well, I think it'll definitely be this one. Rich B with
Telepupini
and what have you done to your face?
It's a disgrace. It's a brilliant song about Botox. Neil, thank God you rescued it, because I was starting to get a bit of a stress rash there.
So, anyway.
Love Jodie Watley, but maybe it hasn't aged too well. That's a fantastic choice, so we might be hearing that one later.
Maybe.
I'm going to tell you we will be.
You're not supposed to give away.
Can we please tell the story of when we sat on Marcella Pupini's lap at the Royal Vauxhall Tavern? Do you remember that?
I didn't sit on her lap, you did. You were there for quite a long time, weren't
you? Yes, I was. That story coming up.
Nadia Ali is on the way. That was Leg Soup and Wonderland. These are Gadio's anthems.
One leg soup? And another? Wonderful Julie Walters at This Is Endebs at Gadio. Email endebs@gadio.co.uk. If you've never seen that sketch, it will make absolutely no sense, and will sound even more, you know, off
Google
the
two soups, Julie Walters. Google two soups. It's all its glory.
It's genius and an utter work of art. By the way, I've got some tweets to get to, which you really must get to next, Neil.
Right.
This is Endebs at Gadio. Or email. Oh, no, you can do it through the website as well. If you go to Gadio, you can actually get in touch with us through there.
That's right.
Send us straight through. Yeah. Neil, we've also got to congratulate the incredible...
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have some prior commitment? Some hideous skirt convention you have to go to?
Emma Stone, have you heard the news?
No.
Oh, my gosh, love. She's up for her third Oscar.
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone from Devil Wears Prada. She played the poor Miranda Priestley's.
Yes.
Yeah. Why are you looking confused?
Are you sure her name is Stone?
Emma's 1,000%, because I've got it up right now on Variety.com. So unless you'd like to take Variety, Bible in all things to do with films.
No,
and they've already
on
strike, Neil, so if you want to upset them further, go for it. Right, kick the wasp's nest while you're at it.
Eve LaRocque, rise up. Neil and Debbie here this Saturday morning. You can tweet us at This Is Endebs at Gadio. endebs@gadio.co.uk on the email.
Isn't that a beauty make, Eve LaRocque? I'm sure my stepmum has got it in the back of her beauty stuff in the bathroom.
No, it's Eve LaRocque.
I'm sure it's Eve LaRocque. And she's got snail cream.
What?
I'm absolutely horrified on it.
Where do you apply that?
It apparently gets rid of wrinkles. Snail cream gets rid of wrinkles.
Is it from actual snails?
Yes, it's their cream. No, hang on. No, I have to Google.
I'm going to distance myself from that remark.
Right, this is Endemps at Gadia. I'll find out from myself. I'll text her in a moment and we'll find out the truth behind snail cream.
Sounds slimy, isn't it?
Yes, well, it is slimy. It's a fortune as well. Neil, something wonderful happened. I feel very bad going from snail cream to this.
Yes.
The wonderful Paris and Dave. It's Paris on Breakfast on Friday with Chris Blackmore. I know it's after breakfast. And we're talking about secret talents.
Right.
And one of my favourite moments happened on the show when Chris really put to the test if Paris had a secret talent that he'd like to share on air with the group. You ready for this, Neil?
Okay.
Here we go. And we love Paris because we spent the Gay Geo Pride Awards with Paris
Hilton.
And with Hilton, Neil. With Paris and Dave, and Paris is fabulous.
Lovely chat with Paris.
Lovely, beautiful Paris. And Dave had the best boots I've seen.
Kinky
boots. Here we go to the clip.
Paris Monroe.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
I'm here.
Can you really play the Rotan Storm on the recorder, please?
I can on a regular recorder.
Wow. On a regular recorder.
What is this thing you've got here in front of me?
So what is, Paris? I do need you to prove this to me.
Oh.
But I don't have...
On that thing?
Yeah, I don't have a regular recorder. What I've got is one that I got from a kid's party bag. Don't ask why I had a kid's party bag.
It looks like a kazoo.
yeah, similar, I guess. Okay. Just to describe for you, it is essentially a tiny plastic recorder. It's very, very good, though.
Okay.
So I'm going to hand this to you, please.
Thank you.
And what I need you to do now for me, Paris, is play Darude Sandstorm,
my
please.
My fingers are too fat for these holes.
It's not the first time you've said that.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Okay. Hang on, it's really hard. This hole is.
I'm actually quite impressed.
Should we compare and contrast, Neil?
Go on. Oh, I was going to say. It's made me think about something else.
Now we haven't got time because we've really gone on.
I know, but I want to hear Paris do something from Star Wars. I think you'd like that as well. But yes, let's compare to the real thing, Darude. Sandstorm.
It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the music that we choose. It's the
Yes, our weekly look at some classic tunes in our deep dive from the archive. I played Debbie three tracks earlier on, including one from Jodie Watley, also some other one. Oh, Dislamming Frogs as well, wasn't it? And Rich B was the other choice.
Yeah.
Mm.
Not Rich Pickings this week, Neil, but thank goodness I'm going for a Rich. Rich B and Marcello Pupini with one of the best and wittiest songs and videos featuring Barbie ever.
Marcello Pupini, Rich B.
What have you done to your face? It's a disgrace. Yeah. Well, can you like my fillers? Don't my fillers? Don't they look natural? Think about someone that has had work. We haven't got time to talk about.
No, we haven't. The news is coming up now.
The news next, yeah.
Some random clips at midday.
I'm sorry, could you just move away? Your breath smells.
I'm alone. Revolting.
Quite sticky.
Disgusting.
Bless you for that.
To be loved on Gadio, it's Lizzo.
Really makes me want to put leg warmers on and do a workout. That song,
it's
like 80s. Yeah, give it some. And revis-a-vis Lizzo. This is from our occasional table feature a little while ago. But Adele Dazeem went very wrong when they tried to introduce Lizzo's song on Radio One.
Do you know what? We had Harry Styles in.
I watched it last night.
Yeah, and in fact, he covered Lizzo's song. Jizz.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Of all the words. This is Endebs at Gadio. Please email endebs@gadio.co.uk. Can we go straight to Twitter right now, please? Neil, if we may.
Yes.
Trot. Did you play the twang? You played the twang. There we go. Full twang for NK Steve, who says, thank God for your podcast on Mixcloud at This is Endebs. I'm currently driving in California.
Oh, wow.
Nevada, with all your episodes for lovely company. Oh my God, this sounds like Thelma and Louise. Are you going to go off the cliff? You will if you listen to us nonstop. It says, I can't believe Kylie Gaga and Adele all have residences in Las Vegas and none are on while I'm here. It's a game nightmare.
Oh no.
He says, padam, and I like that.
Padam, padam. I hear it and I know.
And hugs, Laura, Laura, love. from MK Steve and Phil.
Grande, one last time on Gaydio. Neil and Debbie here. I mentioned earlier on in the news about Donatella Versace, who I just enjoy hearing her voice whenever she's on something.
Well, we've almost met her, haven't we?
Well, yes. When
we've, because we know her PA, Jonathan.
Oh, we do, yes.
And he snuck over. Are we allowed to tell the story? Snuck over.
I don't think we're allowed to talk about
We'll do that for the podcast extra bits then afterwards, because you can't get in trouble for that. But she is wonderful. I love how she speaks.
Yeah, exactly. I've got a little bit of her speech. She was receiving an award during Milan Fashion Week this week. And she was basically having a right old go at the Italian government, who are being very anti-LGBTQ.
I was 11 years old when my brother Gianni told me it was gay. For me, this changed nothing. I loved him. I didn't care who he loved. His love and encouragement made me who I am. Marco say I am a queer icon. Thank you. I'm very proud of that. I fight for freedom, equity, and inclusivity every day. My friends and my team are not defined by race, religion, age, gender, or sexuality, but by creativity, openness, joy, and kindness, values which matter. If we were all more accepting and all more understanding to each other, what an amazing world this would be. Thank you so much, everybody.
Oh, thank you. Do you know what we think of that?
This is amazing speech.
There we are.
Isn't it gorgeous? I love it. Oh. How can you do this? I will never be able to do what you do.
This is Art Imitation Life. That was the beautiful Penelope Cruz being Donatella Versace in the assassination of Gianni Versace. Oh, forget it.
Applause! It's Lady Gaga on Gaydio. Oh, very good, very good.
I really love that one, how she sings at the beginning of the song. Yeah, it's just that. I really enjoy that song.
Very good.
Vintage Gaga.
Oh, okay.
And, let's go back to a time. Let's go back to a time where she handed some meat to a certain superstar. Maybe Cher will be singing about that on her new Christmas album, which we will talk about next.
Right.
Cher and Christmas album.
Well, here comes your girlfriend, Australian Lisa, now, who has, I believe, filed a report for us this week. Is she there?
Hello, Neil.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Debbie.
Hi.
Hello,
hi.
Alex. Oh. Well, it's been a Kylie week, hasn't it?
Yes.
Guess who's going to be number one tomorrow? Well, it has to be her. I love her new album.
Good.
It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I am very, very envious of the people who won tickets to go and see her this week in Shepherd's Bush.
Yes.
The concert looked awesome.
It was, yes.
I didn't get to see her, but I did see Beverly Knight.
Oh.
How good is she?
Excellent.
She has a new album out this week too.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw her on Monday night.
Mm.
And she is not just an awesome singer. She is a beautiful woman.
I agree.
What a lovely person.
Mm.
Anyway, what are you doing this weekend, Neil?
Well,
anything exciting? Anything that we'll be envious of? Because it's beautiful and sunny and we need to get out there. So hurry up, please.
Yeah.
Have a good show. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Oh,
bless Do you want her. To answer her questions, Neil?
Yeah, I'm going to the Kylie shop. That's where I'm going this weekend.
So well, it shut last week, so good luck.
Joel Corry, it's called Drinking on Gaydio.
Oh, yeah. Oh, lovely. What's that dusty song, Neil? Drinking and smoking and
hoping
stuffing
and wishing.
Your face.
Yeah.
Hoping and wishing. Have I changed the lyrics or something?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Irresponsible. Neil, please, in a moment, a lot has happened this week, including someone get a bar of soap to Prue Leaf.
Why did you choose a beaver?
She talked about beaver cake this week on
such a
Great
thing?
British Bake Off, which you missed out on, Neil. And boy, oh boy, was it delight. We've also got that. Some shears, some spears and some stones on the way. Great news.
Murphy will be with us soon. This is Neil and Debbie here this Saturday afternoon on Gaydio.
Not the biggest and most exciting plug he's ever had. Don't forget, Anthony Murphy from 1 o'clock with Gaydio Requests. Anything you want. It could be the Spider-Man tune. It could be the Wonder Woman tune.
Right.
It could be anything by Jane McDonald, because don't forget,
you pick the music
and make it good. Don't waste your choice. Don't. We've got time to talk about that right now, Neil, because it's been one hell of a week in the world of the world. It's breaking news, though, I may.
Oh, right, yes. Oh, I love it when it comes to breaking news on the show. What's been going on? Do tell.
Well, first of all, Prue Leith. This is her mother with the mouth that said this.
So, Nikki, tell us about your beaver.
It's Great British Bake Off, of course. Channel 4. Grow up, everyone!
Her beaver looked amazing, but it was bone dry.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't like dry beavers.
Oh, poor Nikki.
I hate dry.
I'm a carry-on.
Yes, you are. And that was Alison Hammond's start, and you are going to love
was
her.
Was she good?
This.
I should imagine she was.
Oh, she was a gnat.
Good value for money.
And you can tell that Noel loves him as well.
Mm-hmm.
Noel loves, absolutely loves him. Do you get, a bit funny when you say, yeah, you look a bit like Paul Hollywood, Neil, to be honest. You look a bit like Paul Hollywood now. I'm staring at you.
Take that.
Also, breaking news this week, the wonderful, the fabulous, and we've interviewed him, Jake Shears with the eyes. You don't need to know that. Jake Shears with the eyes goes into the West End in the role of MC. So can we say good luck to him and Self Esteem, who start on Monday in the West End for Cabaret. And last bit of news to you, Neil. Britney Spears has got tongues wagging with her Cirque du Soleil knife skills.
Her knife
She's
dance.
Done a very odd video that Brett from Gadio Afternoons was talking. Ow! Britney, watch out!
Careful, man.
Good God! That Brett from Afternoons is fascinated with. And if you see the video, don't try it at home. But I've just thought, if she is doing a tour, she could come over to Great British Bake Off and do some chopping of carrots with that, couldn't she? There we are, a bit double promotion, cross promotion, Channel 4 in our book.
It was at the Gaydio Pride Awards that we met Sigala. There they are. Wish you well on Gaydio.
He was jumping around like a Duracell bunny. He had so much energy, didn't he?
That's
and he told us about how he worked with George Michael, which I didn't know at all. I love the Gaydio Pride Awards with Hilton, and I love the table we were on. We were on with a co-op.
That's right,
people,
yes. They were great.
We really made some friends.
And all about wine.
Did you?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, we were just mucking about.
Oh, no, yeah, I was talking. If it says bottled in the UK, don't buy it.
Oh, there we are. I'm sure you'd be delighted to hear that if you are a...
Consumer advice.
Why are you not meant to buy it?
Well, because it's imported into the UK in a concentrated form
bored,
and they
Neil.
Water it down.
This is NDebs at Gaydio. Oh, they must have loved sitting next to you.
They told me that.
Oh, you
around.
Must have loved sitting next to them. I had someone fun to sit next to. This is NDebs at Gaydio. Email NDebs at gaydio.co.uk. I do have an apology to make to you, which I'll get to you in a second. But can I just say thank you so much to Channel 4. I love Film 4 so much. I never get to watch films because Lisa hates them.
Oh.
I've been to see two films in the entire 10 years.
Oh dear.
We've been going out. 10 year anniversary next week.
No.
Get the card. Yes, 10 years. 10 years. 10 year anniversary next week. And next week. I know, it's huge, isn't it?
That is huge.
Lucky girl. I know it is huge. Thank
yes, you are.
Thank you. Anyway, in the week, Film 4 played Bohemian Rhapsody. Oh my God. Who's the guy who plays Freddie Mercury with the teeth?
Oh, yes, him.
He was so good, and so was Brian May. But it was heartbreaking to see the scene with Mary, who he fell in love with and left most of his will to, didn't he? Mm,
that's right.
The woman was her name, Mary someone?
Yeah. Mary, left her most of his estate.
Yeah, Mary, what's her name, Mary?
Yeah. Well, Mary from the Dairy, isn't she? Mary from the Dairy.
If Film 4 would like us to do the commentating, we don't have the name of that. But can I just say, it's on Film 4 to watch again.
Mm.
It was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. I learned a lot about Freddie that I didn't know, about him sneaking into the toilets at a service station, and then going back home to Mary, and she's going, oh, something's wrong.
What are you talking about?
Was I watching the right film? Does it sound very
Freddie.
Does it sound very interesting, actually? I'm surprised the character watching.
Bow down to the diva. Catherine Ellis with Freemasons. When you touch me. Phil and Debbie here on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. Anthony Murphy is along next with Gaydio, a request from 1 in the PM. Neil, we've only got like 2 months, less than 2 months, before Santa drops a present.
Oh, you're
for
not
you.
Talking yes, about I am. That. This is local radio stuff.
What's your favourite biscuit? Email us now. Neil and Debbie at Bedtarts and Books. No, the reason why I'm talking about this now is because Cher, the wonderful Cher.
Yes.
And I can do a 5-minute plank, okay?
No!
Just saying.
Yeah. Cher has cashed into the, well, very lucrative Christmas market and has released her first ever Christmas album.
Oh.
Are you get ready? See if you can spot anything Christmassy at all.
Okay.
In this, her first song, which is called...
They normally have sleigh bells, don't they?
DJ, play a Christmas song, which sounds like a demand from Cher, doesn't it? Are you play my song. Get ready to feel really festive.
Everybody here must be feeling the same. They need a little joy and a little escape.
Snowbell swing. Are you
it
listening?
Sounds like you're doing something out for a Coke. Oh. It's a Coke commercial or something like that. You know,
Coke
Christmas
commercial. No, it's, no. No, it's not. It's a Christmas album, which really screamed Christmas to me. So get that ready if you want to make sure a little bit richer. It's lovely. So, oh no, no, I'm interested actually because Cyndi Lauper's featuring on it.
Oh,
Cyndi Lauper and Darling Love.
Oh,
now I'm interested because that didn't really tempt me at all, to be honest with you. Oh no, that's lovely. That's lovely. Good luck. Good luck to her.
Neil and Debbie on Gaydio back here next week from 10, and our podcast is available whenever you are. Mixcloud.com/thisisndebs. You can search for Neil and Debbie on iTunes, and also if you go to gaydio.co.uk, there's a listen again facility which you can tune in there. So
facility.
Facility. Yeah.
Oh, the delightful, the delectable, the maestro of music, Mr. Anthony Murphy, is up next with anything your heart, your mind, your body desires to hear. It might be Paris and his rendition of The Rude Sandstorm.
Oh, yes.
Which we've retweeted because it's one of our favourite moments. Have a beautiful week, won't you? And don't forget, 11th of October is National Coming Out Day, so we will be celebrating that on the show. Okay.
We'll see you next week from 11. Have a lovely weekend.
I'm still here and I'm still queer. What can I say?
Ooh. Extra, extra, tweet all about it.
I'm telling you now, Neil. It's Podcast Experts. Hello, my beauties.
You sound like you're talking to a parrot.
Come on, Polly. Come on, Polly. If I had a parrot, I'd teach it really bad things.
Oh, would you?
Words to say.
Mm.
What have you done to your face? Neil, today's show, you won't know this because we're very professional. Very, very professional. Done the whole show with a torch looking through my screen.
I don't know how you've managed to do that.
I don't know.
It's amazing. Yeah.
And why do... I'm not being rude. Why do MacBooks only last 4 years? My old laptop lasted me about 10.
Would it maybe something to do with the fact that you load the homepage, the desktop, with just loads of audio and don't put it away in files? Would that be anything to do with it, maybe?
No, I think I'm very professional with my... it was embarrassing. Neil knows the story, but I want to share it with you. I had to talk to the genius bar
genius in a week. Bar.
The genius. You know, we walk in and they just say, yeah.
Yeah.
Geniuses. What do you do for a living? Genius.
I'm a genius.
It's quite arrogant, actually, isn't it? Genius bar. Is it really the genius bar? I'll have a double vodka then if it is. And I sat down, but before I had to go to the genius bar, Neil, have you ever called up Apple support?
A long time ago. They're in Ireland, aren't they, for tax purposes?
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Well, I spoke to a wonderful person who spent half an hour trying to fix my problem.
Oh, right.
And then he went away and said, I'm going to get my manager.
Oh,
I'm going to get... In fact, it was Donatella.
Oh. I like it. I love it.
Oh, I'm going to get my manager because he couldn't deal with it. And you know when they share your screen?
Oh, yes.
And they can view everything.
Everything.
Everything. Neil, everything. And all my files on my desktop, and most people have a handful, I've got, I'm just doing a count up, 1, 2, like you did at the Madonna concert, or the calculator, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What about 300 files? tiles on my desktop.
It has to load those every time. That's the problem. It's probably crashed. Can't cope.
Yes, it probably has. Can't cope with it. My needs. Can't cope with my needs. Mm. And anyway, some of them are just awful. There's one called Horny Short here. What's that? Let's have a listen to that. Can you hear this, Neil? No, I can't. Can you hear this?
No. I can hear something tinny in the background, but I can't actually hear it.
Did you hear that? Could you hear that?
No.
No. Okay, so one's called that. One is called RuPaul Lick Your Head.
Right.
One is called Handbag Tennis Poo. One is called Elton John's Poo. And half the low balls was another one. Right. So his little arrow was going all over my desktop. And I didn't know what to say, really, because it looks awful. It looks like I'm
Did you try to explain yourself away or just let them, look at them?
No, he did linger quite a long time at the file names.
Probably filming it all.
He was probably filming it all going
thing after hours. So they'll get together. Well, look at this one. Oh, you won't believe this girl. She's got all these.
She's
all
got
these on
poo.
Her desktop. She's got poo. She's got Elton poo.
She's got about 50 files with celebrities'
she
poos.
Was weird. She
oh
was.
My God. He probably thinks I collect people's poos because I've got Elton John's poo.
She's got
poo.
You like an Abba-turd collector.
I've got Judi Dench's poo on there, Madonna's poo on there, Diana Ross's poo. He probably thinks I'm really into that.
Yeah, she's probably worked for the government. She works for the government. She's got all these famous people's stools.
Why would I work for the government, Neil?
I don't know.
They just talk it. But yeah, so next week, hopefully I won't have to do the show holding a torch, staring into the abyss in my laptop screen. So I'll pay them another £1,000 to get a laptop.
Right. I've got to be more than that, love.
It's not. I've already bought it.
Oh, have you?
Flirted for a discount. Outrageously, John Lewis.
Well, you say you're a student. I'm going to college this autumn.
Neil, my face says I'm a student. Didn't even need ID.
No. Right. There we are.
By the way,
mm-hmm.
I'm really sorry, Neil, but I owe you a huge apology.
Right.
I owe you an absolutely massive apology.
What for?
You know, earlier, and I said, and I played this clip.
Oh, I'm sorry, do you have some prior commitment?
I knew it.
There's some hideous skirt.
You said Emma Stone,
you have to
didn't
go
you?
To.
And I said that was Emma Stone.
Yeah.
Who's up for another Oscar for her new film.
Yes.
That wasn't Emma Stone at
no,
all.
No, it wasn't. I didn't think so.
It's Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt, exactly. I knew it. I knew it sounded wrong.
Yeah. So I'm
I want an apology on the show, not in the extra bits.
Next
on
week.
On the show, we start with your apology.
All right, okay.
You have no style or sense of fashion.
Well, I think that depends on what you're...
No, that wasn't a question.
Oh, I do that.
What?
No, it's okay. Let's carry on.
Neil and Debbie.
We're going home. Oh, we're here already.
Just a little message to my brain for this week.
By all means, move at a glacial pace. You know how that thrills me.